campaigner against domestic violence, Arman Abrahimzadeh. And that was, Campaigner against domestic violence, Arman Abrahimzadeh, with Rhett Burney. Well, most of the Australians who were on board the cruise ship off Japan that's burdened with COVID-19 cases have now touched down in Darwin for two more weeks of quarantine. Two passengers from the Diamond Princess, a man and a woman in their 80s who were Japanese nationals, have reportedly died today. And as economic impacts from the virus mount, including big cuts to Qantas flights across Asia, the federal government has now extended travel restrictions on foreign nationals entering Australia for another week to the 29th of February. Madeline Jenner reports.
When Trevor Overton stepped on board the Diamond Princess, he didn't expect his journey would end at a quarantine centre in the Northern Territory.
Our accommodation here at Howard Springs is we have two rooms in a block of four. We've got this balcony that we have access to, obviously, and I'm standing out here on this walkway. I'm not wearing my mask. There's nobody around. We don't necessarily have to wear masks all the time, but if we are engaging with anybody else, then yes, we would need to.
Around 180 Australians evacuated from the cruise ship in Japan arrived in Darwin this morning. They'll spend the next 2 weeks in quarantine in a former workers' village outside the city. Trevor Overton says he is angry about another period of quarantine. And while he praises the staff on board, he's pretty happy to be out of his cramped cabin.
This is in itself a bit of an emotional experience as well, because we've been let out of one prison into another. But look, I think people are, like I said, they're numb, they're angry. I'm quite angry that I have to go through this after testing negative. But we're also accepting of the fact that we have to do this. And we just have to suck it up.
47 Australians with the virus remain in Japan, and today it's been confirmed that two Japanese nationals who were on the boat have died. Japanese broadcaster NHK says the man and woman were in their 80s. There are new figures out of China too, with the death toll in Hubei now well past the 2,000 mark. The virus and the various travel bans are also taking their toll on the airline industry, with Qantas today announcing plans to slash flights across Asia. CEO Alan Joyce spoke to The World Today.
We're having to suspend our Sydney to Shanghai service until at least the end of May. We've seen utter weakness in Singapore, in Hong Kong, and to a lesser extent in Japan. We have to make a decision at the end of March whether we extend those cuts into June, July, or dig deeper if the coronavirus is worse than we're seeing today.
Alan Joyce says some of the airline's 30,000-member workforce will be asked to go on paid leave, like holidays or long service leave. He believes that will buy the company a few more months, but after that, jobs might need to be axed. Mr. Joyce says Qantas is in a good position, but other budget airlines might not be so fortunate.
We think that a lot of airlines in the region will be under pressure. There will be some airlines that won't survive this. Qantas is strong in balance sheet and cash flows in its operations to be able to weather this storm.
Tony Webber is an aviation analyst and former chief economist with Qantas.
Well, it is significant, and I think it's a lesson that they've learnt from the impact of the SARS virus back in 2003, where they didn't pull capacity out of the market quickly enough. And so what they're doing today is saying that we know that demand's going to be weak, both between Asia and Australia and within Asia as well. And so in response to that, they're pulling seats out of the market.
Alan Joyce says Qantas will have to reassess its response to coronavirus in the coming months.
Madeline Jenner with that report.